and good Easter Monday. Some people having a holiday today, extending their long Easter weekend. Kevin Sharp has passed away. That won't be a name to a lot of people who are just joining us in country music, but if you were around in the mid-90s, you'd know who he was. You'd remember him because he was bald.
Right.
He was bald because he had had remission treatment from cancer and had beat cancer. He was a number one record holder. He actually won a CMA award for New Touring Artist. He was the Make-A-Wish Foundation's Wish Granter of the Year in 1997. Well, he rolled along and had more health problems. Recently, he's passed away at age 43. Did a lot of good stuff.
And a nice guy.
Very nice guy.
Uh-huh.
Kevin, Gwen Stefani is going to join The Voice. She'll take Christina Aguilera's role for a little while. Nope, Blake Shelton is not leaving The Voice.
Yeah,
he's
well,
on a lifetime sentence, I think.
I think you're right.
And they're never going to let him off that program. Summer concert season kicks off for country music, and that gets you guys excited because that means it can't be that far from Country USA. But Stagecoach gets underway in Palm Springs, California, and the ill-titled Toad Lick gets underway in Dothan, Alabama. Everybody from Merle Haggard and the band Perry and Gary Allen down at Toad Lick to the desert of Southern California gets everything from Loretta to Eric Church, Luke Bryan, Brantley Gilbert, Jason Aldean, Florida Georgia Line, and a lot of others. George Strait played this weekend, one of the only people I could find that worked the Easter weekend. But now his crew getting a little emotional because they know it's almost over.
Yeah.
Only three shows to go.
Wow.
And those are all three stadium shows. On this one, in Tulsa, George said, we couldn't do our Cowboy Rides Away tour without making a stop in Tulsa. He brought along a Tulsa man, Ronnie Dunn.
Mm-hmm.
And he and Ronnie did a duet of Amarillo by Morning. Well, I bet that's good.
You bet. Ronnie Dunn's one of the best voices ever.
He is, and it's been one of the most confounding things ever that he's not been able to get a lot of traction since he left Brooks and Dunn. And Kix has probably, in the end of the day, done better than he has. And no one thought it would go that way. In the Bachelor list, we have a Bachelor list because we don't have any Bachelors anyway in country music. Our guys, you know, they get out there, get famous, and 10 minutes later, they're married. But here
right.
we go. Chris Young is the top of the hottest Bachelor list in Country Weekly, closely followed by a guy who's been on there forever. And remember, he's the guy that Sharon Stone said could eat a dirt sandwich. Dwight Yoakam.
Really?
Remember that dirt sandwich thing?
Yeah, yeah.
And Gary Allen, he's still on there. Brantley Gilbert's on there. And that clean-cut boy that all the parents would love to have come home with their daughter, Scotty McCreery.